Hey folks, in today's video, we're going to talk about two main subjects. One is the CPI number, inflation numbers. We're going to really dissect it. I think you're going to be really excited because I'm predicting, or forecasting, I'll put it that way, or scientifically, I have a hypothesis that's going to put us right in line where the Federal Reserve wants us to be on the inflation number very, very soon. And then number two, what we're going to talk about, and this is going to drive a lot of people crazy on the other side of the fence than me, is house prices continue to rise. Folks. So if you're an existing homeowner, you're high-fiving people. However, if you've been on the sidelines, you're probably sitting there saying, what am I doing? Who am I listening to? Because all the information they've been giving me for 2-3 years is just wrong. So let's get over to it. My name is Dan Free. I do this report every day to inform you guys what's going on in the real estate. I don't know what's going on with home values because it is so centralized to your local market. Please reach out to a realtor in your area to do a rental analysis. See if it is maybe cheaper to buy than rent, or maybe it's cheaper to rent than buy. Don't know. That's in your area. But what I can focus in on is what I think is going to go on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it all. So in today's video, like I said, we're going to go over first thing is the CPI number, the one inflation gauge that the Federal Reserve puts a lot of credence in. Here it is. It's broken down like this, but let me give you the formula just so if you guys want to, you know, break that down. The formula for the CPI, annual CPI, is they take basically a basket of goods and services. I'm going to go over that basket down below here in a second, but they take this basket of goods and they say, okay, what's that price of those goods today? Okay, what was it last year? And then what's the difference? Okay, that's how they come up with the CPI number. So let's break down some of the biggest components of the CPI numbers. So here's all the components that's incorporated in this number. Housing, apparel, transportation, food and beverages, medical, and the list goes on. But the number one piece of this, or the thing that holds the most weight, is shelter, housing. Okay, so let's get over to the last CPI report that just came out because I got some interesting news for you. So if you break down these numbers, here's all what's happened over the last year in regards to the CPI number. Now you probably realize, or if you see to the far right, there's something that just stands out. And I used to do videos all the time saying, you know, when you were a kid, you always, you know, Sesame Street or whatever those shows are, say, you know, you see these things, which one just seems way out of whack? Well, the one that seems way out of whack, then it's way, way, way down, is all the negatives. Negative 16, negative 26. What is that? Well, energy. Okay, so I've been trying to explain to everybody over the last year, energy prices are plummeting. We went from oil at about $120 a barrel down to about $60. And a lot of times we didn't see energy and fuel costs come down. You're seeing it come down now. So that part of it is really dramatically coming down, okay? But the housing piece of the equation is the one that's really throwing me for a loop. If you look at this number here, and it's third from the bottom, it says the housing number is up 7.8% year over year, okay? But CNBC did an analysis yesterday, and I basically almost fell off my chair. And I was like, man, I got to share this with everybody. Here's the report that they just showed. Look at rents, national rent growth year over year. 2023, we're hitting negative territories, meaning rents are coming down dramatically, okay? So how's this really affecting the CPI, the inflation numbers? Well, again, remember what the number we just looked at was 7.8. Well, let's go back through this chart. Where were we? Or where did the federal government get the number 7.8? Well, if you go through here and you're going to see, well, it's 5 and 10, okay? You go all the way across. Well, it was probably middle, let's say the middle of last year, okay? So that's where the numbers they're getting us. So this number is way lagging. So once the federal government puts in these numbers, and they can even be zero. If you go back to these numbers, and again, you see the third from the bottom right over there. It goes from 7.8. Let's just assume it goes to zero. Let's say assume it goes to 2. What would that do to our CPI number? What would that do to our inflation numbers? Well, it's going to bring it right in line with where the federal government needs us to be and the Federal Reserve needs us to be. It almost might look like we're seeing disinflation. I'm not calling disinflation, but that's what the numbers look like once the federal government actually changes or catches up with the times. So now, based on this information, what's going on with house prices? Okay, well, that's another one going to send you guys off a rocker. CoreLogic just came out. U.S. annual home prices growth inches up in June. Didn't say down, it said up. So let's really break down these numbers. U.S. home prices continued to reach new highs in June and are 41% above pre-pandemic levels. So a lot of people have been telling you there's a crash coming. There's a crash coming. When it's going to be, don't know. I've been saying we're going to have a crash in the number of units. We're not going to see a crash in the number of the values of homes, and that's being validated right here. Then we see annual U.S. home prices growth was up by 1.6% in May alone, or in June alone, after increasing by 1.5% in May, marking the 137th straight month of continued growth. And then the bottom piece, national home prices increased by 4.8% since the beginning of the year. So a lot of people are getting their data from people that just don't know where they're getting their data, but they really need to focus in on what we're seeing as of today. So with all this information out right now, the only other thing we can really focus in now is where mortgage rates are going. So we go over to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and what we focus in on here is right here, the CME Fed tool. Okay, what this is telling us is what the expectations are in the markets, in Wall Street, the bond market, of where the Federal Reserve is going to go at the next meeting. A lot of people say they might be done, which I'm in that camp. And a lot of the data that I just showed you today is in that camp as well. But let's really look where the money's flowing into to see, you know, where Wall Street's telling us it's going to be. So the CME Watch tool is doing this. What is the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds target rate at the next meeting? We go down through here and we are 80%, about an 80% chance that we're at 5.25, 5.5 right now. We're going to stay right there. The probabilities of it going any higher, a 0.25% increase is about 20%. I think as they get inflation numbers and a lot more data coming in, that's going to basically go almost to 0% in the next couple weeks. So with that, all that news out there, what is what's the big news today that might be affecting the markets? Well, there's not much data coming in today other than the manufacturing index, and they're hoping that this, well, I'm hoping it stays steady. The federal government and the Federal Reserve hoping it comes down because they want the economy to slow down. I don't see that, unfortunately, but a lot of these inflation numbers are actually helping us right now. And then the next thing is you see on the agenda for today is the JOLT job openings. This is basically a report that the federal government gives us and how many job openings there are. The last reading was 9.82 million jobs were open. They were expected that to come down a little bit because, again, they're hoping the economy slows down some. They're hoping the number comes in now at 9.61 million people are out of work or looking for jobs at this time. So without further ado, let's get over to see where mortgage rates ended yesterday, and I'll give you my thoughts on where they're going to go today. So yesterday, the market ended, and mortgage rates were at 7.04 on the 30-year fixed. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is mortgage rates published by Mortgage News Daily, and they do a fantastic job. What they do is they survey mortgage lenders all over the country, and they ask them this question. If you had a borrower with a 740 credit score looking to put 20% down, is that you? Okay. And so far, so good. Now you're buying your first house. It's going to be your primary home, and it's going to be a single family home. It's not a 2-unit, 3-unit, 4-unit condo. It's just a single family home. What would the rate be? Well, there they are. Those are the top 6 products that most people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. This is based on the national averages by Mortgage News Daily. If you want to find out what you would qualify for, so if you're looking to get pre-qualified for a loan, to maybe try to kick the tires on buying a house this year so you can get involved with this home equity that's capping out every month. There's more and more equity in people's homes. The video I did yesterday showed that home ownership or home equity has hit an all-time high. So don't miss out on that, folks. So if you're wanting to check out and see if you can get pre-qualified, what kind of programs we have available? Do you need help with the down payment assistance? Do you have enough money? Is your credit score good enough? Well, do me a favor. Just give us a call, 844-775-5626. Or if you're like, Dan, I know I can qualify. I need your help. I got to do this. Well, just do me a favor and just click right over here, the apply now button. What's going to happen is you're going to answer just a couple questions within 24 hours. Me, or one of my mortgage advisors will be reaching out to you to answer any and all the questions that you might have. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.